It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
And a Monday trip down memory lane, all brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders. Well, of course, it is the 3-year. We don't need to say the whole thing again. Just showiversary with you. So,
Palooza.
I figured at this point, I had high hopes for our first hotline guest, and that got shattered by Dr. Philgood. We could do
it's
better
fine.
Than that.
I mean, but now
where's our producer booking these guests? But for right now, let's look back all the way to the year
1981.
And for the first time today, get a little sappy. That's right. On a 3-year showiversary. Let's go.
I've always been. You're going to make me cry now.
Through.
My dad loved this
years.
Album.
And the. And the accompanying Kodak commercial, too, that would come on usually on Thanksgiving holidays.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They would back-to-back that one with the Aaron Neville cotton, and it was just over. It was over.
It's but the fabric of our lives.
Kenny Rogers, Through the Years. Monster song, late December 81, so really an 82 tune. It was written by Steve Dorff and Marty Panzer. More on that here in a minute, but as the fourth and final single off the album of Kenny Rogers, Share Your Love.
Aww.
Share Your Love.
Aww.
Thank you.
See?
Wonderful, isn't it?
So here's how big this thing was. Its smallest accomplishment was hitting number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 in early 82. But it remained in the top 40 for the next 12 weeks. Stayed there forever. Hit number 1 on the Adult Contemporary chart. It was the number 5 song on the country music chart. Went over to Easy Listening, hit number 1 over there, and even briefly made an appearance on the rock chart. The rock stations were playing this.
Rock on, dude. Is it Rob Halford?
Oh,
it's his birthday
gosh.
Today.
Well, anyway, it was a big song for Kenny Rogers, career defining as well, and just further vaulted him into that early 80s stardom. And like we said, written by the chance meeting between songwriter Steve Dorff, who did lyrics, and pianist Marty Panzer. So Dorff had written a number of songs for, like, Anne Murray, like I Just Fell in Love Again, and You Set My Dreams to Music, even wrote Barry Manilow's It's a Miracle, This
Barry.
One's for You.
Barry!
Guy had done some good stuff over the years. Well, they meet, just by chance, at some industry event, and they just start chatting. And then, before the dinner is served, they decide to go over to the piano that's in the hotel lobby and put the. In 15 minutes, they come up with this.
Ooh.
And that was it. And they're like, we got something here. And they shop it all around. In fact, it was supposed to be a Lionel Richie tune. But Lionel said, maybe we give this to somebody else. Maybe Barry Manilow. Barry Manilow said, no. Mac Davis. Mac Davis said, no.
Glenn. Fine hair.
Glenn Campbell passed on the song, too. And that was just really about, there were 10 more. But Lionel Richie held on to this thing and was like, I want to produce it. You know, I got a buddy.
Ooh, I know a guy.
And his name is Kenny Rogers.
Aww.
And someday, years down the road, there's going to be a radio show celebrating 3 years. And
I can't remember when you